Got a little bone to pick with the programming department. Would it kill you every once in a while to play a little fog hat?
Into the final hour of our broadcast week. Ready to take on the weekend. Got a holiday week next week. 4th of July on Wednesday. It's all good. We needed about 10 degrees hotter. I'm getting some messages. People asked, did I miss Adam Carolla? Yeah, he was great. He was on from 12:30 to 1. But check out our podcast. After we're off the air, go to mynorthwest.com, the Dory Monson show page. And Adam Carolla was on from 12:30 to 1. And then George Thorogood, he was great today too, man. He was on at 1:30. So you can always catch up on our podcast at mynorthwest.com. We have some news that if you live up in Snohomish County, this would rock you. Let's get right to the big lead.
The big lead, Dory Monson show exclusive.
Okay, now, I told you, I love doing this I told you so, because it was one of the great early scoops of my career on this show. It was 19 years ago when a great mole got me information about this plan to make every road in the region a toll road. And it was a 20-year plan, but they wanted to eventually toll every single road. And the plan is, and it's been very carefully crafted, the reason why they have had these huge advertising campaigns before the 520 tolling and the 167 tolling and the 405 tolling is they want everybody to get a transponder on their car. They want everybody to gradually, We're the frogs being slowly brought to boil in the pot. They got to pay for the new bridge. Okay, I'll get the trans. Oh, now they got the hot lanes on 405. Well, if you looked at the Seattle Times today, they talked about this new plan to toll all the way from Linwood to the south suburbs. 405 and 167, they want to make that a gigantic tolling network. But some brand new news this afternoon, if you follow State Representative Mark Harmsworth's Facebook page, he talks about the next round of toll lanes being proposed by the Washington State Department of Transportation. And I don't want to scoop the guy who is presenting this to us. So let me welcome live to the show State Representative Mark Harmsworth. Hey, Mark, always good to talk to you. I appreciate you coming on with me here.
Oh, you bet, Dory. Thanks for having me on a Friday before a wonderful weekend.
Yes, indeed. All right. So, I think we're going to get some people's blood boiling because you have up on your Facebook page a project page from the state DOT website that is proposing to do what?
Well, so basically DOT, as you've already just mentioned, has been looking at the whole region as a toll region. And one of the projects that is up on the Puget Sound Regional Council's website, which is closely linked with WSDOT and works very closely with WSDOT on all these things, is a proposed toll lane from Marysville down to Everett at the US 2 trestle, where it just joins on there. As you know, they're already talking about tolling the US 2 trestle. And so they're basically drawing this out. It's not funded right now, but they're starting to put it out there because they want us to get used to it. They want to bring that boiling water up because we're the frogs in the boiling water. And they want us to get used to this concept of just fundamentally paying for our roads through tolls rather than through other means.
Right. And so this would be, I'm looking at the map on your Facebook page. So from Everett at the trestle all the way up to Marysville, is it just one lane that would be tolled? Is it more than that? What are they talking about?
Well, right now they're talking about tolling one lane, similar to what they've done with 405, except it'll just be one lane instead of two. It's an extension of the current HOV lane in Everett up to Marysville. But The problem is that that's the nose under the tent, is that's the first thing they want to do before they start moving to tolling the express lanes on I-5, which is one of the other things they've been talking about as well.
Right.
So they're trying to shift the revenue away from 18th Amendment protected revenue, which has to be spent on roads, to these types of projects.
Well, and what's particularly insidious about this, in my view, Mark, is Seattle City Councilman Mike O'Brien, several months ago, I've played the audio a million times, he said that some people might try to avoid the Seattle tunnel toll. So his proposal is, so let's toll every street in downtown Seattle. Let's toll the entire street grid so they won't be able to get around the tunnel toll. And to me, that's just pure evil. From a guy who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth and has never known a day of hardship, there are some people who can't afford $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 a year in tolls, and they might have to accept a little downtown street gridlock because they simply can't afford it. And he's saying, oh no, we got to get everybody. And what I'm looking at on your Facebook page is a similar thing. If they put this toll on the trestle and there are people who can't afford it between Lake Stevens and Everett, the DOT is saying, well, let's get those people so they don't have any possible workaround, and we'll toll them no matter which route they take.
Yeah, you're absolutely spot on there. I mean, folks in Lake Stevens and Monroe and anything East County there, they're gonna get into this area, and then they're faced with a choice of horrendous traffic congestion, a toll on the trestle, head north, more traffic congestion, potentially a toll on I-5 as well. And DOT's whole premise here is to make it so horrible to drive on a regular purpose lane that you just give up. And if you can't afford it, and many of us cannot, but many constituents who live that I represent in Lake Stevens that have come to me and said, I just can't afford this. I'm a single mom. I'm on a fixed income. I'm at school. I can't afford this. And they're literally pricing us out of our cars to put us into transit, which is where they ultimately want us all.
Right. Yeah. No, this is all about social engineering. It's not about engineering the gridlock in our region at all. So what kind of timetable would we be looking at here?
Well, they're looking at construction start in 2035. They don't have funding yet. They've still got to come to the legislature for that. But the planning work, obviously, is they've started thinking about this. So I would expect them to start floating this in the next few years in front of the legislature as a sort of a long-term package and getting us ready for it. But I'll be there asking those questions and fighting as hard as I can, because this is not the right way to pay for our roads. We've got plenty of money already.
Yeah. So. They have record revenues. And the other thing that's bizarre about this to me is by 2035, I am confident that we are going to, most of our trips are going to be electric autonomous vehicles that are going to make the existing road so efficient that, transit and especially sound transit are going to be so anachronistic, backwards, and unnecessary. That's why they're pushing for all of this as soon as possible. They're trying to get all of our money before the reality of the future arrives, which is electric autonomous vehicles that are going to make the existing roads phenomenally efficient.
Yeah, I sit on the autonomous working group, and that is absolutely where things are going to go. You know, I'm nervous, I'm sure, like everyone else is. I kind of like when I'm out with my teenage girls when they're learning to drive, but the autonomous vehicles are coming, and we won't use them for every trip, but they're certainly going to take a huge amount of congestion off our roads and fundamentally change, as the horse did when we went to the car. They're going to change fundamentally how we move around in our region.
All right. I'm glad you're bringing this to our attention. So there is a plan now on paper, on the web, for the DOT. They would like to toll between Everett and Marysville, the next step in trying to turn every road in the region into a toll road. That, I am certain. State Representative Mark Harmsworth, always good talking with you. Thanks for jumping on with me here.
You bet. Thanks, Dor, for having me on.
All right. State Representative Mark Harmsworth, and I know you're getting sucked in if you hear, 2035's the funding. I tell you what, and it was just yesterday, it was around the year 2000, and maybe I think it was 1999, when I broke the news on this show about the 20-year plan to toll every road in the region. Now, they're a little bit behind schedule, but they are certainly on that pathway. And believe me, that day comes before you know it, because 2018 seemed like a million years off when I was breaking that news back in 99. But it'll get here before you know it. And if you're a millennial listening right now, if you're 25 and you're looking at the prospect of, oh, when I'm in my mid-40s, I'm going to have to give the government thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year just to drive on these roads. You know, everyone talks about being woke about all these social issues. You better be woke about what government wants to do, because they've been doing it on an absolute planned path that we've been telling you about for a long, long time. Next up in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
Glory hog hypocrite, Pramila Jayapal. She was back in the news yesterday. She got arrested back in Washington, D.C. They had a protest. Hundreds of women were protesting the zero tolerance border policy. Now, Trump already did what everybody said, reunite the kids and their parents. And now the next thing is, well, no, the zero tolerance. And what people like Pramila Jayapal want is they want no southern border. And I mean that quite literally. They want no southern border, because if they don't like zero tolerance, the only option to protect our country from an invasion of illegals is you got to send them back to where they come from. But she's saying, no, no, just let them go in the U.S., knowing that 80, 90% of them will never show up for their next court hearing, and they will just be living underground illegally in this country. That is the goal of people like Pramila Jayapal. Now, the reason I call her a hypocrite is because I did a search. This morning, I did a search. I tried to find any criticism from her. She was a community activist, very vocal community activist. I tried to find any criticism from her of the border policy that was identical under Barack Obama. And there's nothing. She didn't say a peep about it. And that's because, and you know, her argument would be, well, it's gotten, the numbers are so much bigger. Well, is it numbers? Because if you don't like parents being separated from their kids or vice versa, then you probably wouldn't like it happening to one kid, much less whatever the number is now. You're a hypocrite. It's all about politics. So she got arrested yesterday.
I'm just proud of these women who protested today, who peacefully submitted themselves for arrest. And I stand with them, and I will continue to do everything I can to get these families together again, because families do belong together, not in cages, not in prisons.
Okay, but just underground illegally in the United States. That's exactly what she wants. And of course, there's been this growing outcry. That socialist who was just elected in the Bronx and now a senator in New York, Gillibrand, they want ICE, Immigration and Customs, they want it disbanded. And the acting director of ICE is Thomas Homan. And, man, he was powerful when he spoke this morning about that.
I've been sickened the last couple of months about the attack on ICE officers. Also, American heroes that strap a gun to their hip every day are being vilified by members of Congress and the media. So this yesterday's an example of what law enforcement officers step on that line and put themselves at risk. So they should be respecting law enforcement across the board rather than vilifying them.
And all these celebrities have come out against ICE should be disbanded. His response?
They need to educate themselves. I mean, this protest yesterday, they're protesting about family separations on the border. ICE doesn't separate families on the border. That's the Border Patrol. We're a different agency. So they need to get their facts straight and inform themselves what's actually happening and understand there's two different agencies with two different missions. Border Patrol does this and ICE does this. So first thing they do is need to educate themselves. Now, I'm not throwing Border Patrol under the bus. I think they're doing what they need to do. When you prosecute an illegal alien and they're with a child, you're going to be separated. The same thing happens to U.S. citizens all across this country. When you arrest a parent and you put them in jail, many times that child has to go to Child Protective Services if there's no one there to protect them. So what these open borders people want, they want better rules for illegal alien families than we have for U.S. citizen families.
Oh, that is such a great and powerful comment. And I've said that many times, which means my comments are great and powerful too. That anybody who gets arrested in this country, if they go to jail, then they're separated from their kids. And here are people illegally trying to sneak in, break in to this country. And now we've got all these people who want to abolish ICE.
ICE has strayed so far from its mission. It's frankly a terrorist organization of its own.
There is legislation on the floor of Congress regarding the abolishment of ICE. I do think that a lot of this legislation points to the America that we want to have.
The president's created this situation where ICE isn't doing what it was created to do. It's being used as his own personal police force.
I believe you should get rid of it, start over, reimagine it, and build something that actually works.
Okay, that last comment was Senator Kristen Gillibrand.
As far as Gillibrand, she needs to study the issue too, because she went to a protest, Jesse, about family separation on the border. Then she turns around and blames ICE for it, about ICE separating families. So first of all, she's got to get her facts straight. Second of all, if you want to do away with ICE and abolish ICE, before she says that, she needs to know that ICE took 5,000 criminal aliens off the street in New York that walked out of her sanctuary jails that she supports. She needs to meet with the sheriffs on the northern border about the millions of dollars in resources ICE has spent on the northern border of New York to shut down the opioid crisis and the cross-border crime. These people want to make a judgment about ICE. We are enforcing the laws that they enacted. So you have a congressman or senator saying abolish ICE because you're too effective. We're out doing our sworn oath, enforcing the laws that they enacted, and they're going to vilify us for doing it.
Yeah, so Pramila Jayapal, why don't you work? Now that you're a member of Congress, why don't you work to fix the laws the way you envision them and see if you can get a majority of your fellow House members to go along with you? That's what you got to do. But for people like Pramila Jayapal, who is a hypocrite, since she didn't say a peep about this, same process during the Obama administration, and Thomas Homan, today's his last day as the ICE director, and I'm going to miss this guy.
And as far as these senators and congressmen vilifying ICE and the Border Patrol, as you said, sir, go strap a gun to your hip, stand on the line, stand on that trail at 3 o'clock in the morning in total darkness, waiting on someone to come down that trail to meet you. You don't know if they're an illegal alien or a heavily armed drug trafficker. Do that job. Stand that post. Then badmouth the Border Patrol or ICE agent.
Yeah, that's what Pramila Jayapal's got to do. See if you have the guts. You have the guts to get arrested at your protest so you can get all this camera time here in Seattle. You can be such a hero to the progressives here in Seattle. You want to be a hero? Do what the ICE director suggested. Get a gun. Strap it to your hip. Go stand on the border at 3 in the morning. See a shadowy figure coming at you. It's your job. You get out of your home where you're safe and comfortable. And these ICE agents, they go stand on the border to protect our nation because they have a law enforcement sworn oath. And they don't know who they're going to encounter. And they're putting their lives on the line. And Pramila Jayapal, she's such a hero. She got arrested. And then she gets all these bone motes for from the progressives here in Seattle. Yeah, you really want to be a hero? Do what these agents do. See who you encounter on that border. You want an open border? You want the steady flow of drugs that's killing people? Got an opiate epidemic because of drugs that are flowing across our border and the pharmaceutical companies. I'm not letting them off the hook, but I'm talking about this issue right now. You want to be a hero, Pramila Jayapal? Go do what they do and then see if you can condemn them the way you do as a woke Seattle congressperson. That's your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Yeah, we're going to check the news for you, and then our favorite sound bites of the week coming up next on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, in case you missed it. Oh, man. Sean, you're killing me. I don't want to do topics. And Dead Mouse is playing.
I know, baby.
Between Foghat at 2 and Dead Mouse at 2:30. Friday's,
yeah.
Besides it being Friday, it's my favorite day musically, too.
Well, maybe this should be a regular staple, the 2:30 Dead Mouse. You know... You know what time it is when you have to go to the dentist? 2:30.
Yeah, you should have just left it at the Dead Mouse.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Dang it, Dory.
Sorry.
Can you see that on a Laffy Taffy?
No. No, but good guess.
I want to once again bring your attention to a great story at Channel 4. Reporter Matt Markovich, they've got it up at comonews.com. Your tax dollars at work. You know that homeless mansion down under the Space Needle. Well, they're finally going to move it.
People feel like that I have a reason, I have some obligation to justify myself to them, and I really don't.
Melissa Burns camped on 3rd Avenue near the Space Needle for 81 days in the so-called homeless mansion, refusing offers of shelter and services.
We can provide something better for ourselves than at this point the city can provide for us.
Okay, refused offer of shelter and services, but we now have a plan. They're going to take down that, the city's going to take it down finally after these squatter vagrants have hung out there. But guess what you get to pay for?
But the city did provide something better. 2 plane tickets for her and her husband to relocate to Kansas at the city's expense. They left Wednesday.
For some reason, it seemed like Melissa and Shamrock were an exception.
Catfish has lived in the tent next door nearly the whole time. Now he's thinking he'd like a ticket.
I can go somewhere.
Where?
Oh, back where I came from.
Which is?
Midwest.
So how about that? Homeless vagrants coming into the city. They illegally camp out on the sidewalk for 81 days, and the taxpayers are buying them plane tickets to go back to Kansas City. Now, I know you might have trouble scrimping and saving for a vacation with your family. Maybe, you know, airfare is a little too expensive and your family's on a tight budget. Just go camp out on a Seattle sidewalk. You'll be amazed at how that works for you. All right, let's get to our favorite soundbite of the week.
This is Dory Monson's Awesome Audio. Clips of the day.
No, it's of the week, Sean DeTore, because it's Friday. But we've really only had one great soundbite this week, so we'll just do a number one. And it just shows what a bizarro world we are in. When the president does a rally in Fargo, North Dakota, and this is who he spots to give a shout-out to?
Number one.
You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? What? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. Where is Mike? He is the greatest. I have never seen so many ads for so long. And you know what? I think he gets them for like peanuts. First of all, he does make a great product, great pillows. I actually use them, believe it or not. But he's been a supporter from day one. And I said, you know, I want you to be my ad buyer because I guarantee you he makes great deals. So I haven't asked him yet. Will you be my ad buyer, please, Mike? The MyPillow guy. Thank you. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Oh, these are indeed strange times when the MyPillow guy gets a shout out at a presidential rally. Oh, man. We still have much more to do. Today's sign, the end is near. It's coming up next. And down the stretch we come. What a week, what a show, what a show, what a week, what a week. I want to thank our guests this afternoon. We had a fantastic show today. Adam Carolla, he was terrific. He was on in the noon hour. And then the great George Thorogood was on in the 1 o'clock hour. So if you missed either of those interviews, Adam Carolla ended up spending a half hour with us. We had so much to talk about with homelessness and socialism and Trump and all that stuff. So if you missed any of that stuff, you just go check out our old podcast page. And we got all those posted for you shortly after we go off the air. But Adam Carolla from the noon hour, George Thorogood. From the 1 o'clock hour today. All right, before we get out of here for the week, it's time for today's edition of
Today's Sign that the End is Near.
Today's sign, the world is soon coming to an end. Lots of stuff to discuss here. Let's start down in Tumwater, Washington. It's the water and a lot more. A listener just brought this to my attention. If you go to the Tumwater School District website, they have a draft. So this is not the final, but it is a draft of the new Tumwater School District board policy ensuring educational and racial equity. Now, if I would ask you, you see, I get so sick and tired of the nonsense language of government, political correctness, because that's all it is. It is nonsense. PC. If I asked you, a normal thinking human being, what is racism? You would likely say it's somebody who doesn't like somebody else because of their race. A white guy who doesn't like a black guy. A Mexican who doesn't like an Asian. A black guy who doesn't like, you name it. I ran out of races. It's the end of the week. I just ran out of races. The brain starts to go around this time on Fridays. But that's what racism is. You don't like somebody because of their race. No! In the draft copy for the Tumwater School District, racism, a complex system of beliefs and behaviors grounded in a presumed superiority of the white race. These beliefs and behaviors are conscious and unconscious, personal and institutional, and result in the oppression of people of color and benefit the dominant group, whites. A simpler definition is racial prejudice plus power equals racism. So, in other words, only white people can be engaged in racism. And that's nonsense. It's just nonsense. Racism is not liking someone because of their race or hating somebody because of their race. And that is not exclusive to whites. But they say, well, whites are in power, and so whites are the only ones who can engage in racism. It's just nonsense of government political correctness. So anyway, that's a draft. You can check it out. It's on the Tumwater School District website. A listener sent me the link for that last night. Today's signed story number two, how disturbing is this? A man who was having some sort of crisis down in Florida, he didn't know how to swim. He was in his 30s, and he started walking into a pond to drown himself. Well, there were five teenagers, ages 14 to 18, and not only did they not help the drowning man, but they just watched Jamel Dunn drown and laughed and joked and mocked him as this guy in crisis was walking over his head.
We not finna help your
You shouldn't have got in.
Bro, drowning, what the heck?
Y'all don't understand. That should never got in there.
Get out the water, you gonna die.
And you hear in the background, the guy is screaming and crying, who's in the water. And he was engaged to be married, Jamel Dunn, his fiancée, Rhonda Neale Williams. She couldn't believe what she saw on this video.
Broke my heart for someone to just sit there of age to know if someone needs help. They're crying out for help on a video and you just do nothing.
That video first surfaced about a year ago. I played it on the show when it first came out. Well, now we know what's going to happen to those five teenagers who just watched the man drown. Nothing. They tried. They tried to come up with a charge to pin on the teens, but they just said state law does not require bystanders to intervene when someone is in distress. And they said, we couldn't find anything. The one thing they could find to try to charge these teens was not reporting a death to the medical examiner. But everyone knew that was a stretch. And so they ended up not charging them. And can you imagine what these teenagers are going to be like in adulthood when they can laugh and mock somebody that they're watching kill himself?
We not finna help your
You shouldn't have got in.
Bro, drowning, what the heck?
Y'all don't understand. That should never got in there.
Get out the water, you gonna die.
Now, the police chief down there is so disturbed by all of this.
That video is disturbing. I want to think that's a natural instinct for any of us, that if we saw somebody in trouble or somebody having an issue, that we would at least try to get them help.
Yeah, I doubt if this is the last we'll ever hear of those teens in life. Okay, finally in today's sign, for some reason, decades ago, I had this, it's not really a dream. You know, I don't talk about dreams because that's what happens when you're asleep. Goals are what you make happen while you're awake and living your life. And so I guess I had a goal that someday I would drive across country. I'd put on, I'd have a convertible with a great sound system driving across Nebraska. You'd probably want some Tom Petty and John Mellencamp and Springsteen. And then I realized I hate long drives. I get annoyed by long drives. And even though there's something about that that sounds kind of wonderful and mystical to me, I don't like driving the long ways. My back hurts. But now I got a decision to make because the most historic highway in America is going to be added to the list of endangered historic places. I'm talking about Route 66. 2,400-mile-long network of existing roads make up Route 66. And they want to add it to the list of America's most endangered historic places because it's so run down, potholes, erosion on the shoulders. The person who's with the Historic Preservation Project, Stephanie Meek, said, Route 66 has fueled America's imagination, popular culture, and passion for the open road for nearly a century. It deserves a place not just in our rearview mirror, but on our roadmap of unique travel experiences for generations to come. It starts up in Illinois. It goes down through Missouri, Oklahoma City, tip of Texas, Breaking Bad country. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino, won't you get here? And that ends up in California. So it's going to be added to the list of endangered historic places. So if you've ever had that fantasy of driving cross country, now's the time. Who's cooler than Nat King Cole, by the way? Huh? Okay, that's it. I got to get out of here. I have said everything that I have to say for this week. But I'll think up a bunch of new stuff for the next time we reconvene. I hope you have an absolutely fantastic weekend. Ron and Don Show is coming up next. Enjoy your weekend. Hey, now.
Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip.
Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.